We're very excited about that because those few years with COVID, it just killed it, didn't it?
It sure did. It posed a few problems with a lot of events, particularly those in the entertainment industry. But upwards and onwards, it's back again, and you've got a couple of golden guitar winners performing.
Yeah, we certainly have. Adam Harvey lined up again. We had him lined up before, and then the COVID just stopped it. We've got him back, and it's like you say, we're up and going.
Let's hope he doesn't jinx us this time.
We don't want any more problems.
And along with Adam, you've got another golden guitar winner, Lise Simmons.
Yes, that's she hasn't been here before, so that's good. We'd love to see new artists coming in. She's a golden guitar winner, of course. So she's been around for just a few years. She's not a very old person.
No.
And look forward to having her here, actually.
And you've had a lot of great performers over the journey, haven't you? Everyone from Troy Cassidaly to Lee Kernaghan, yep, and now Adam Harvey. So there's some great acts, but not only the golden guitar winners, but you've also got a lot of other talented acts performing over those couple,
yep,
of days.
We certainly have, like Justin Stanley and Amber Poulton from Adelaide, and always full of good musicians and singers. It's just a great day, so we've got a great lineup and a few there that'll just come along that we haven't said anything about yet, so it's all going to be great.
Bit hush hush at the moment, and a lot of local talent too. We can't forget our locals.
I know, we always have locals. We like to put a few locals in because they're important, and that's one reason we have a talent quest, so that it gives people a chance to become local artists, you know, and that works brilliantly.
Oh, so the talent quest is back again?
Yes, that'll be on the Wednesday night for sure, and that's a great event. We love people love the talent quest, that the entrants love that.
It's a bit of a prelude to the big days that are coming up. So we'll have music on the Friday night before the muster, and then again on Saturday. So that date is around the 18th of February, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. We actually have Talent Quest on the Wednesday, and there's an open mic on the Thursday from about 3 or 4 o'clock. So that gives people that just can play a guitar and sing a song to get up and have a go.
Love it.
And we still have our Sunday gospel show as well.
Oh, gee, it's over 4 big days, isn't it? And
you're
getting the local community involved too, because you're inviting local businesses to decorate their shop windows.
Yep. We've done that other years, and we run a competition, actually. So they decorate them all up in country music so that it makes the place, it makes it brilliant. And we have some buskers up the street as well, and really brings Smithton alive.
You can turn it into a little Tamworth or
can.
Nashville or something like that.
That's what we'd like. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Brilliant. Now, it's great to have it back on the program again because of the COVID situation of the last couple of years. It's prevented that from happening. So it's the 10th edition this time round. Golden Guitars,
yep,
Adam Harvey, and for the first time, Lise Simmons will be there. Whole host of local acts and intertwined with some mainland performers as well.
Yep.
Early bird tickets, Eric, will be available not until the 1st of November.
That's right. And they'll go through till the end of December. And so that's a $10 discount on that. So that's really worth getting.
Save a few dollars,
yep,
or so just by getting in early, and you
that's
can get
right.
your tickets. And more information is on the website, which is devilcountrymuster.com.
Right.
This Facebook page as well. Look, I wish you all the very best with it. So we're looking at around about the 18th of February for the Devil,
yep,
Country Muster 2023.
That's 2023. That's the month. Hard to keep up with the years, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? They're just drifting on by so fast. Good on you, Eric. Thank you very much for your,
yep,
time this morning on 7B Breakfast. We'll talk before we get closer to that event next year.
That's great. Thanks, Lee.